Every time I rummaged about in my mind and come up with one name, Peter Drucker. For over 60 years, he's been saying sensible things. And now he's dead. Reading the obituaries that have appeared in the last 10 days or so, I'm reminded of just how much of management thought started with him. He predicted the rise of the knowledge worker, the idea that brains matter more than brawn. He also advised leaders that a few big decisions were better than a lot of small ones. He invented the business model. He was the first to point out that managers should regard employees as people. Decades ago, it was he who spotted the importance of the customer. He pointed out that companies have responsibilities to their communities. And for years, he emphasized the importance of innovation and change. Or, as he put it, today's business success is tomorrow's white elephant. All of this is impressive, but what I will really miss about Drucker is his style. Above all, I treasured him for never being awful like the others. Just for the record, here are five things he didn't do. He never said, to my knowledge anyway, that work should be fun, fun, fun. Instead, he himself was funny, which is another matter altogether. He never wrote in jargon. Every sentence you could understand. He never used flowcharts or equations, which made readers love him and academics hate him. He never cashed in on his work by setting up consultancies to peddle pet theories. And he was never politically correct. When Fortune magazine asked other top people recently for their best piece of advice, all the others waffled on about giving something back and being authentic. Drucker said his top advice was, get good or get out. This is advice I would like to offer to all the other pretenders who think themselves management gurus. They should ask if their work is good, and if it isn't, they should shut up shop. Yet I realize they'll do no such thing. Drucker could have predicted this too. People talk about management gurus so much, he once said, because they don't know how to spell charlatan. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.